You may say I'm a dreamer.
Willie Kay and Amy Hanai Ali'i performed a medley of Imagine and Over the Rainbow to the gathering of about 150 lawmakers and marriage equality supporters. The atmosphere was uplifting yet somber as Governor Neil Abercrombie evoked the legacy of Queen Liliʻuokalani.
If we could but see our likenesses, could we not learn to be tolerant of our differences? That's the Queen's admonition to us. I think that SB 1 satisfies the Queen's desire. Today, now, all those who have been invisible will be visible to themselves and the whole world.
The governor praised lawmakers for setting aside their personal interests to enact marriage equality for the greater common good. Then, with a stroke of a COA pen that he plans to present to retired Associate Supreme Court Justice Stephen Levinson, Governor Abercrombie signed Senate Bill 1 into law.
Done.
Following the signing ceremony, a Kaimuki couple joined in the festivities and vowed to spend the rest of their lives together.
Rose Adams. I originally was from the Bay Area, San Francisco, and we met, fell in love, and a year later, here we are about to become married.
Susan Oppie. Being middle-aged and actually finally finding someone that you want to even get hooked up with is pretty amazing, but then to be able to get legally accepted, it's just beyond our belief.
Meanwhile, the newly enacted law is being challenged in state circuit court by same-sex marriage opponents. Governor Abercrombie says one allegation that the 1998 constitutional amendment negates marriage equality legislation has no legal merit or standing.
A constitutional amendment that was passed, which I supported, says that the legislature has both the opportunity and the legislative right to pass legislation, in this instance having to do with defining marriage. But the legislature always had that right. So there's no argument to be made that this bill somehow is obviated by the passage of the constitutional amendment in 1998.
State Attorney General David Louie also is confident the challengers are wrong on the facts and wrong on the law.
The constitutional amendment was an affirmative constitutional amendment. It gave the power to the legislature in this small area to essentially discriminate against same-sex couples. And the Supreme Court of the state of Hawaii recognized that power and said that's fine. But that constitutional amendment does not change the power of the legislature to enact laws of general application, including this law.
But Representative Bob McDermott and other same-sex marriage opponents say the issue involves voters being misled by the State Office of Elections prior to the 1998 election.
A yes vote would add a new provision to the Constitution that would give the legislature the power to reserve marriage to opposite-sex couples only. Now, the ballot was missing the word only. So in the used car business, we call that a bait and switch. And so the case is seeking a declaratory ruling on what the voter intended.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.